Yeah, a little over 15 years ago that a lady here in North Texas started something that's become a national and I guess international phenomenon. And that is when Sandra Yancey started the eWomen's Network. We're now talking about 500,000 women that are empowered in becoming entrepreneurs, 118 chapters spread out across the country. And we happened to catch Ms. Yancey when she was in town. It's good to have you with us.
It's so wonderful to be with you.
And it's harder and harder to find now that you're a television star. So you're just a couple of weeks ago, you're a television star.
On The Doctors, right. It's a wonderful Emmy-winning syndicated television show. Been on the air for 10 years.
Do you have to wear a stethoscope?
No, you know what? I'm the only one that's not a doctor that's on the show, which is kind of interesting, hey?
Yeah, but you've got a lot of great stories, and you've met a lot of, and empowered an awful lot of women in your time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So what's the key? What's the catalyst? How do you start about? How do you get the confidence?
Well, I think, to your point, I think you nailed it right there. The most important thing, I think, to being an entrepreneur is to, you know, building confidence. And I think so many want to have the confidence first to then go do something when they're like quote unquote ready. And the truth of the matter is, David, it's not about confidence, it's about courage. You know, confidence is a consequence of courage. You first have to be courageous enough to do it, to just sign up and do it and get busy, make things happen.
You know, it seems to me like there are more role models now than there have been since I've been aware of it. I mean, I see the numbers, and they're terrible. What, 27 of the CEOs of the Fortune 500 are female.
Yeah.
But the ones that are, my gosh, you know, General Motors and IBM, and I mean, really high-profile positions.
Yeah, it's really.
So it's attainable.
It is attainable. It is absolutely attainable. And, you know, interestingly enough, this country was built on the backbone of entrepreneurs, and women are starting businesses at the rate of 2 to 1 to men right now. So it's an exciting time to not only be an entrepreneur, but to be a woman entrepreneur.
So your groups, and again, as I said, you know, it's 118 chapters, the last number I had, and even in Canada. But so what do they do? I mean, are there meetings?
Oh, totally. But so, you know, often people hear eWomen Network, E for Entrepreneur Women Network, and they think it's just networking. But the truth is, over the 18 years that I've had the business, we've learned a lot of lessons about entrepreneurialism, just my own experience in building a multi-million dollar business. The things that it takes for you to get a business off the ground, to officially launch it, is one set of skills. But you know as well as I do, once you get it off the ground, now you've got a bevy of customers, now you've got to put systems and processes. You realize you can't do it alone. You need other people to help, and you've got to build a team. That's another set of skills.
You know, and also some of those skills, I think, are conflict with one another. For example, entrepreneur, you're a self-starter, you know, you empower yourself and everything else. Well, those are not the qualities that lend yourself to necessarily to be able to delegate.
Yes.
And have employees and oversee a big corporations. It's one thing to be, you know, a corporation of one, but another to run an organization.
Well, you know, as being a wealth management guru, when you're first saving, it's a certain set of behaviors and skills, right?
Yeah.
And then as you acquire more, you know, you need new knowledge, you need to learn new behaviors, need to learn new lessons about things so that you begin to manage your money a little bit differently. And different still when you're making the millions, right?
Right.
Same is true in entrepreneurialism. Every stage requires you to shift and grow. But that doesn't mean that you have to give up the things that you really love, which is the new ideas, right? You just don't have to be so attached to, you know, the micromanaging. Your gift is to be able to surround yourself with people that can implement things better than you can, so that you can stay inspired to do the things that really got you in the business to begin with.
You know, it seems to be a different time that we're living in right now. Over the last, just the last few months, and it really was coincidental with the Me Too campaign.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I don't know, is that helpful or hurtful in the long
term? You know, it's interesting for me because, you know, I feel like, you know, this is the year of the woman and women are helping women. You know, you ever hear that song? I can't even remember how long ago. I'm going to date myself here, but I think it was Barbara Mandrell or somebody did that song, I Was Country Before Country Was Cool.
Yeah,
yeah, well, I was into women helping women before women helping women was cool. I you know, I've been doing this a long time, almost 2 decades. But it is a cool thing to see women really lifting each other as we climb.
But it seems like right now people are walking on eggshells too. It seems almost like there's a transitional period.
Well, I think there's always a transition when you are learning how to behave a little bit differently. And here's the good news, is this is not rocket science stuff. I mean, as long as everybody is behaving appropriately, honestly, we should be in pretty good shape.
I would think so. So tell me about the business. How does it grow? Does it grow organically? Are these franchised?
eWomen Network?
It's
a licensing model. It's actually not a franchise. It's a licensing model. So our managing directors have their core business. They have the thing that, you know, really lights their fire. What they know is that they're networking all the time. And so when you're networking, you're looking for people who are a match for your particular product or service. And so let's just say you're a realtor. You're out networking. Someone's not really ready to buy a house right now. But what's a way you can build that relationship so that when they are ready, you are top of mind? And that's the model around being a managing director. And they become really the local community's kind of business matchmaker for women entrepreneurs.
So did they pay? So you have dues paying members?
Yes,
then.
Members pay.
But is there a? There's no physical structure, is there? Where do they meet?
The managing director identifies a place, usually a country club or an upscale hotel or a facility like that, and they pick like the third Tuesday of every month or Wednesday of every month so that people can lock in. And their job is to be constantly sourcing and finding new potential prospects for the people that attend. And prospects could be not just a customer, but you know, sometimes I'm having a struggle or a problem trying to figure something out. I'm too close to it. I need somebody to show me, a new way of looking at it or dealing with it that will open me up to thousands of customers.
And tell me about the growth. I can't remember how many you had the last time you were here, but
we have.
I think you've doubled in size.
I think we probably have. And you know, now with my appearance on The Doctors, I mean, we had 63,000 people just yesterday view the segment. So we're constantly attracting people to us that then funnel into, you know, our system of our various different events. We do over 1,000 events a year.
Wow.
And the largest one in Dallas, largest 3-day business women's conference in Dallas,
so
Texas.
What is that?
That's in July the 12th through the 14th.
Oh, that's great. Well, look, we look forward to it. We wish you continued success. You're not going to go Hollywood on us.
No,
right?
I'm not. You
know
what?
You're still going to remember us?
Totally. I'm a small town girl.
All the little people.
No way. This is home for me. I got kids. Kids keep you grounded. You never have to worry about getting too big for your britches when you got kids.
Sandra Yancey is the founder and the CEO of eWomen Network. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.